Can money buy you a seat in Congress in the United States? Well, it turns out it depends. The total spending on midterm elections in 2006 was $2.85 billion, and that seemed like a really high number at that time, right? Until we got to 2010, and it became $4 billion in spending. There was 275 different groups. They spent about $400 million on independent expenditures alone to try and
That's the Citizens United sort of independent outside money groups.
That's exactly right.
So much, right.
But there were also a huge number of, well, a large number of candidates who spent their own money.
Unions put in tons of money, part of that $3.5 billion or more.
But for the people who put their own money up, people like Meg Whitman or Linda McMahon in Connecticut, results not so great.
These were not good investments.
$140
million. $141.6 million. She wrote those checks herself, Meg Whitman did.
Jerry Brown blew her away.
The gubernatorial race in California.
I was thinking last night, you know, for Meg Whitman, I don't know what her fortune is worth, $1.2 billion, but going from $1.2 billion down to $1.1 minus, I mean, I don't think her lifestyle changes.
But what do they say
much
in all these corporate manuals, right? What you need to do to succeed in business is invest in yourself.
That's Six Sigma, right?
Something like that. Yeah, Meg Whitman.
Well, she did.
I don't know.
I mean, she tried to invest in herself. You roll the dice, I guess.
Well, it turned out that Carly Fiorina got defeated by Barbara Boxer, and Linda McMahon also obviously went down in Connecticut.
She spent $46.6 million,
and that's world wrestling. That's world wrestling money. Yeah. Although, let's say this: Linda McMahon did much better than a lot of people ever thought that she should when she announced her candidacy back in the primary.
It was
a joke. People smirked. It was a joke. Oh, world wrestling. Is she going to pin her opponent? You know, it was all the stuff going around. She made a real race of it in a state where a Republican really has no business winning statewide, so she made a run of it.
So spend $46 million. This is Todd's takeaway. You can come back. You spend $141 million and lose. Maybe you're done. Is that what you're saying here?
Well, I guess that's kind of it. I mean,
what would we call this foundation?
For the billionaires,
the
political
self-finance?
I have one idea. The Ross Perot Endowment for Personal Investment Folly. Something like that.
That would be interesting.
What's the acronym?
But Corzine throws in a few million.
Yeah,
for
John
that too.
Corzine, chairman. Yeah.
Ross Perot could have saved them all a lot of money, actually, if they had to consulted him. Right. But, you know, it's a completely different picture if you look at the people who spent big money, but it was not their own. Right.
Right. I mean, I think with the Tea Party discussion with Kate Zernike a moment ago, it's really clear that the early money on the GOP and conservative side, and conservatives spent $2 for every $1 liberal group spent, the early conservative money was well spent.
Right.
Those were good dollars.
And they were smart enough to sense very early this roiling anger, this roiling frustration, and you know, stirred that pot effectively. And that's what that early money did. You know, there's a lot of metaphors for it, but they stirred it up and made sure that the commercials were on TV, that the surrogates were getting out there.
And it was stealth money too. It really sort of
almost half of it. Yeah, 42% of the money spent in this election was anonymous.
Right. That's the Citizens United again.
Funds donated.
Through the 501(c)(4)s,
But everybody says, and we should reiterate this, even though millions and millions, possibly a billion, could have been spent in the last hour ads, the negative ads that we were talking about so much at the end of last week and this week, that stuff is thrown away. You might as well just burn that money.
Well, there's no substitute for real political motivation. You know, it turns out Barack Obama couldn't overcome
maybe,
it in Pennsylvania.
Maybe saved a few jobs at local TV networks, though.
The die was cast, indeed.
Yeah. Stimulus.
There you
go.
It wasn't thrown away.
That's what it is.
It was economic stimulus money.
Right.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.